listening to the Survival in Motion podcast. Learn, adapt, prepare, survive.
Hi, everyone. This is author Cal Wilson. Just wanted to spend a few moments talking about what I call coffee preparedness. And I admit it, this is probably one of the least survival-minded or prep-minded podcasts that I'll have on this website. But hear me out. This one is valuable, and I think there's something to be learned from this. And let me just get started, and I'll announce a problem that I'm sure is not unique to me. I go on a number of business trips, and I travel and visit family, stay in their guest room, that kind of thing. And in my life, I've been served a lot of really bad coffee. And it basically happens whenever I'm out of my own house. And if ever I'm in a hotel, granted, it's usually bad coffee. If I'm visiting family, it's kind of hit or miss. But this last weekend, the wife and I were in a hotel. We went down for the quote-unquote free breakfast, poured myself a cup of coffee. And you know something's up when you pour in just a little bit of half and half, and immediately the cup of coffee turns white. Immediately. And that happened to me, and I just knew, okay, this is going to be real watered-down coffee. And a couple months ago, I was visiting family, and I'm not going to name the names, but my family doesn't listen to these podcasts anyway, so it doesn't matter. I came down from the guest room in the morning, and there was some comments. Hi, how's it going? Hi, good morning. Yeah. You know, I haven't yet woken up yet. Ha, ha, ha. You know, big joke. And somebody said, oh, we made coffee, and let me pour you a cup. And they poured a cup of coffee, and my antenna were quivering right there. I thought, uh-oh. And I held it up to my mouth, took a taste, and my inner monologue was just, oh, this is just awful. This is terrible coffee. I felt like just spitting it back out of my mouth into the cup, but I didn't. I was cool about it. And at that point, I just thought, I've been served a lot of bad coffee in my life. My limit's been reached. I can't take any more bad coffee. I'm going to have to do something about it. And, you know, when I'm out of the house, usually I have a suitcase. The wheels in my brain started going around. And I thought, you know, how about putting together, say, maybe a quart size freezer Ziploc bag. Freezer meaning it's thicker plastic and it's watertight. And I'll explain the importance of that later. So I'll put together maybe a quart size Ziploc baggie. And I'll have some instant coffee packets in there. And I'll also have some non-dairy creamer packets in there, you know, Cremora or whatever, in powder form. And I'll also have some packets of sugar, some packets of Splenda, some packets of Stevia, and then maybe that pink stuff, whatever I'm in the mood for. It'll all be there in that baggie. And that baggie will be a permanent part of my suitcase. So if ever I have to grab my suitcase, go on a business trip, or go visit family, it's already there. And next time I'm served coffee that bad, no problem. I'll just take that cup of coffee and pour in some instant coffee from one of these instant coffee packets. Now, this is from chapter 6 of my book, Dirt Cheap Valuable Prepping. Although, in that chapter, I write about it more like, yeah, you should keep this stuff around to barter in case, because people are addicted, whatever. And it's true that coffee is a big morale thing. And if you've ever been displaced because of a local disaster, you know, if you've ever had a fire go through your area and you get evacuated and you find yourself in evacuation shelter or sleeping on somebody's couch or whatever, you know, floods in Houston or whatever. So if you always have this with you, if it's always in your suitcase, ready to go, then in that brief moment that you're being evacuated and you pack up everything else, you already have this coffee stuff with you. So this last weekend when the wife and I were at a hotel, free breakfast, it said. Okay. So I went down there, poured myself a cup of coffee, And right off the bat, I knew it was bad. So I pulled out a packet of Starbucks instant coffee. And this is like the size, it's like your little finger, you know, that long, like 3 inches long, and it's got instant coffee in it. And instant coffee nowadays is not that bad. I remember a long time ago when I was a little kid, when I never drank coffee anyway, but my parents would talk about how awful Sanka was and what an insult it was to call it coffee. But nowadays, instant coffee is pretty good. So I was back at the hotel this last weekend. I poured myself a cup of coffee, poured in some Starbucks instant coffee inside the cup of coffee that I already had. And you know, it tasted good. And then fixed it, you know, with the creamer I like and the Splenda, whatever. But that was a good cup of coffee at a hotel, which is like unheard of in my history. So anyway, I just wanted to rave about that a little bit. Well, one note, I've heard that McDonald's coffee is good, except the problem with McDonald's coffee is it's like half a degree below the boiling point when they hand it to you. And I can see some value in the consistency of the temperature, but why do they have to make it almost boiling when they hand it to you? So you can't even drink it for at least half an hour until it cools down to a normal temperature. Then you can drink it. I guess by that time, you're long gone from McDonald's and you're not going to complain about how bad their coffee is. Maybe that's why they do it. I don't know. So I'm really happy with what I've done with this baggie of instant coffee and coffee fixins. And it should be watertight because even though the sticks of instant coffee are watertight already, the Splenda or sugar or non-dairy creamer, that's not water resistant. So you need to keep water away from those packets. So it's a good setup. If you're a business traveler, if you travel and visit family or whatever, and that one moment when somebody hands you a cup of coffee and just right away, you know, this is awful and I'm going to hate it. And if you're nearby a potted plant, you want to sit down next to it and distract your family member and then quickly pour this out into the potted plant. Of course, you know, if the coffee is bad as what I had at my family member's a couple months ago, the potted plant would probably keel over and die right there. And you're sitting next to it looking guilty. Okay, so like I said, this is mostly from chapter 6 of my book, Dirt Cheap Valuable Prepping. And let me go down a list of stuff. You can get all this from Amazon. And I'm going to put a list of it in the show notes here. But here's the deal. As far as instant coffee, now I'm not talking about Keurig. Keurig might be considered instant coffee of a type. But I'm talking about these little packets that it's instant coffee. And the packet, like I said, is about the size of your little finger. Starbucks, I think, is the best instant coffee in the packets. And the thing about Starbucks, you can buy some on Amazon or you can go to a Starbucks store and buy some. And there's a special savings at Starbucks stores, and that is that after Christmas, they try to get rid of all their Christmas decorated stuff. And they have an instant coffee that they sell there, and they claim that that is a Christmas blend. Well, it could have fooled me. It tastes pretty much the same as all their other instant coffee that Starbucks sells, which is good stuff. But there's nothing Christmassy about it, except for the packaging. So a day or two after Christmas, you should head to Starbucks, a Starbucks store, when they have all this Christmas stuff on sale, and you can buy it at a discount. Taster Choice also has some good instant coffee. Can't have any complaints there. Nescafe is not quite as good, but it's still all right. I found something on Amazon called Maxim, and it's a Korean blend of instant coffee. And they have some creamer already included, and they had some sugar already included. And Maxim, M-A-X-I-M, it's the cheapest online. So check out Maxim Instant Coffee on Amazon. Also, the brand Mount Hagen is good stuff, too. It's organic, man. So anyway, that's what I'm doing with all my instant coffee preps. And why am I mentioning this on a survival podcast. And here's the reason. Just like in chapter 6 of my book, Dirt Cheap Valuable Prepping, it is a morale booster. And if you've ever been at an ordered evacuation from your neighborhood, you find yourself at a shelter, it's good to have good coffee. And I can say that there was one time my family was evacuated, and after about day 2 or day 3, your nerves start getting on edge and your routine is disrupted and morale takes a nosedive. So whatever you can do in an SHTF situation to keep your morale up is valuable. So now, this is not an Amazon thing. If you can just buy a 5-gallon bucket and just start on your collection of instant coffee packets, and also put in some Splenda and some sugar packets and stevia or whatever, and non-dairy creamer, you have all that in a 5-gallon bucket. In case the sewage hits the fan and society takes a crumble, then that's something that you'll be able to barter. If there's anything short of that, just a 2 or 3 day evacuation or something, it'll still come in handy. It'll still be something that is worth your saving. And if you're just going on business trips like I've been doing lately, or if you've just visited family, it's good to have this in your suitcase so that it's ready to go. So that when somebody hands you that awful cup of coffee, all hope is not lost for the day. That you can just say, fine, thank you. And pour in your instant coffee into this cup of coffee, treating it like the hot water that it really is, and you've got yourself a good cup of coffee. So it's good on several levels to store all this stuff up. So I hope this information was helpful to everybody. I hear the music, so that means our time is up. Thank you for joining me. God bless.